Hey, Shalom. This is Billy Brim. Again, I'm so thrilled to hear all of you from the states that you're from. And I am here in Washington, D.C. I'm at the Hyatt, just a Capitol Hyatt. It's just a couple of blocks from the hill where we're going later. And I'm right outside a room where we've been given our talking points we're going to take up to our senators today. Last night, we are about 250 people who have been called here on an emergency session because of some of the things that you know about, which we've been praying about. We've got 250 people here, CUFI Action Group, and we're going up on the Hill today where we're going to talk to our senators primarily. Last night, we were greeted by and talked to by a couple of senators. Lindsey Graham, of course, was one of the ones that spoke to us, but I was who is a Democrat from Delaware, very pro-Israel, and I talked to him, he said, to the whole group, and then I did get to talk to him after it was over. I walked up to him because he had mentioned that the senators have a prayer group every Wednesday. Now, that's interesting because it's Wednesday that we have at 8 Central our prayer call that you're on right now. And then at 12 noon, we film live. I mean, live, you can see it, a prayer meeting from Prayer Mountain. But I talked to him about these senators, and he said, well, we usually have about 30, and they're, you know, on both sides of the aisle. But the one thing that they meet around is Jesus Christ. So we want, he coveted our prayers. That's one thing you can pray for. Pray for our senators and our representatives who are believers. For them, even how it says in Timothy, and that's one of the things we're strong on right now. 1 Timothy 2:1, first of all, we're praying for our leaders now, for our new administration, for the House, for the Senate. And we can't just be the ones on our own party. You know, we've got to do those ones that are serving our nation. And I was really impressed with him. Now, I want to go over with you what we're going to go up on the Hill. Won't be long now. My first appointment, our first appointment with Roy Blunt, Senator Roy Blunt, at 11:30 Eastern Time. So that's just a couple of hours. I want you to keep this whole group in prayer because we're going for certain reasons. We're going to tell them that we are CUFI, that we are a grassroots group of 3.3 million. And by the way, if you'd like to join, it doesn't cost you anything. You just go online to CUFI, and you can become a member of this 3.3 million member Christians United for Israel. We always meet every July and go up and mention and go up and, you know, visit our senators and our House of Representatives. But we're here on emergency session right now because of some of those things that have happened, which you know about, which we've been praying about. I'm going to read you right now some of the, they handed us out a printed sheet today, what we're supposed to be saying up on the Hill. We're supposed to tell them we're constituents from their state. We're from CUFI, and we've flown to Washington on short notice because we're deeply concerned about the recent UN resolution condemning Israel. And we want to encourage you to take concrete actions to counteract this message. Now, three talking points, and I want you to note these and pray about them today. Number one, we want you to condemn the UN Security Council's anti-Israel resolution. Last month, the United Nations Security Council passed Resolution 2334. This one-sided resolution singled out Israel and declared half of Jerusalem, including the Old City's Jewish Quarter and the Western Wall, I might add the Temple Mount, to be occupied Palestinian territory. You know about this. We've been talking about this. They declared what is biblical Israel. They declared the United Nations and Security Council, and actually the Lord said, I'm going to give them a cup of judgment. They raised their hands to drink that cup of judgment against Israel and against their having a right, this biblical part of Israel. So, now, last week, I'm reading again from what was handed us today, Senators Rubio and Cardin introduce Senate Resolution 6, S-Res 6, which calls for the repeal of this UN resolution and presses the veto any further anti-Israel resolutions at the UN. So this bill, which is being introduced, or resolution rather, you know that the House passed such a resolution, and that a letter is going to be taken to the French, you're going to hear them in the background, to the France meeting January 15, a letter is being taken that the House of the United States of America does not agree with what our nation did to veto, not to veto, Resolution 2334. We did not. We abstained. So that let it come into being. Now, last week, Senators Rubio and Cardin introduced Senate Resolution 6, S-Res 6, which calls for the repeal of this UN resolution and presses the Obama administration to veto any further anti-Israel resolutions at the UN. It has been rumored about that the Obama administration may support something else which will be against Israel that is raised up at that January 15 French meeting. We want to tell our senators we want you to promise or to go on this bill which calls for us to veto any moves that they might make against Israel. We now have 65 co-sponsors of this Senate resolution today because they added our Democratic senator from Missouri, Claire McCaskill. She is a co-sponsor now of S-Res 6, and she's a Democrat. We need to have, to make a strong statement, we need to have about 90 senators co-sponsoring this bill, this resolution. So when the Senate passes it, we can take a letter from the House and from the Senate of the United States of America and say we do not agree with what our government did, our present administration, which is going out. We did not agree with what they did when they abstained and let this terrible UN resolution come into being. So that's our number one talking point. This is a dangerous, and this is what they said to, and I'm reading it to you. Despite statements to the contrary from Ben Rhodes, rumors persist that President Obama might allow another anti-Israel resolution to pass the Security Council before he leaves office. Such a move would compound the damage already done. And we want to make sure that we get these senators to come over to the side of S-Res 6 and pass and send the letter then on to January 15 meeting in France. That's our number one point. When we go into the senator's office, and we're going to go into them today, we're calling only on the senators because of this bill. We go to their offices today, we're going to be saying that's our number one talking point. Please support S-Res 6. Now, in your prayers, would you please pray that? Would you please pray that we will have more than 90, because we need a strong statement. We need to come out big for this, and in order to tell to our elected officials, hey, you better listen to us. Now, number two thing we're going to be bringing up to our senators when we go into their offices, number two, move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. Like all countries, the United States locates its embassies in the capital cities of foreign countries. Israel's capital is Jerusalem, but our embassy is not in Jerusalem. It's in Tel Aviv. Israel has a capital. It's called Jerusalem. We should treat Israel like every other country on earth and locate our embassy in Israel's capital city. Congress passed legislation back in 1995 requiring that our embassy be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. But they added a little clause in there that the president of the United States can postpone that move if he thinks it would cause, you know, international trouble. So since 1995, the presidents of the United States, and we've got Republicans and Democrats both in there, every 6 months they have been postponing the moving of our embassy to Jerusalem, President-elect Donald Trump promised to move the embassy to Jerusalem. Last week, Senators Heller, Cruz, and Rubio introduced S-11, that's Senate 11, a bill that would require President Trump to keep his campaign promise and move our embassy to Jerusalem. Now, we were given a listing of co-sponsors of a bill, and actually it's only about five or six people, one, two, three, four, five, six, just the ones who have introduced it, actually. So we're going to try to get our senators to sign on today and become a co-sponsor of the bill that would move our embassy to Jerusalem. I believe that this would really count in the annals of heaven if we could recognize, and of course all of you on this line do, if we could recognize that the eternal capital of Jerusalem is the eternal capital of Israel, and the United States of America stands up and says, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so that's two. Number one, we want you to pass this resolution to do away with what has happened at the United Nations. Number two, we want to move our capital. And number three, this is our talking point that we're taking up to the Hill today and talking to our senators about. Number three, confirm David Friedman as U.S. ambassador to Israel. He's a wonderful man. Donald nominated David Friedman to be the next U.S. ambassador to Israel. Critics have promised to fight this nomination. They claim that Friedman should not be confirmed because he has supported Jewish communities in what the world calls the West Bank. But that's what the Bible says is Judea and Samaria. He has also questioned the wisdom of a two-state solution. Donald Trump won the election and is entitled to select the people he most trusts to serve as U.S. ambassadors abroad. Folks, I absolutely know that you can pray people in and pray people out. And so we want to pray him in. He is a tremendous friend of Israel. He thinks along the same lines as I do. I absolutely make it a point that when I take a tour to Israel, we absolutely go to what the world calls Judea. And we visit there. We do what he did. We support the people there. Actually, I wish that every senator, every a representative had an atlas, a Bible atlas on his desk or her desk. That tells you the Bible part of Israel is the very part where they're saying Israel has no right to. It's biblical Israel. It's Jerusalem. It's Shiloh. It's Jericho. It's Bethany. It's Bethlehem. It's Shem, Hebron. And so these are the places that they are saying Israel has no right to. Now, going to get a little noisy because they have dismissed, but that's quite all right. You can get some of the ambiance here. Have the people who are going to be going up on the hill. You should see them. They're so dressed up, so nice. And Julie Cerrone, are you on this call?
Both of you
are here. Okay, now what I'm going to do is, because I'm going to have to leave here in just a minute, I'm going to start the prayer part, and I want you all to finish it. Will you do that?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much. I just want to rally us right now in prayer, and then they're going to start coming out here and surrounding me. Father in heaven, oh, how thrilled I am to hear those ones who've signed on. And they're joining in the Spirit, Lord. They're in all these places. I wrote down the states that I could hear announce themselves. And they're such a representative group. And they're standing with people that are here physically. You, Paul said, I'm not there with you physically, but I'm there with you in the Spirit. He said that to some people. So all of those ones who have called in today, they're not here with in the physical. They're not with me right now, two blocks from the Senate. And as we're going up onto the Senate Hill, they're not with me in the flesh, God, but they're with us in the Spirit. Please pray for us as we go, that we would have favor, that God would open the ears of the senators where we're going, and that they would listen to these three things. lift up these three things that I just said to you. Lift them up to the Lord. And now, Julie and Ethan, I'm going to turn it over to you because we're going to be heading for the hill. Will you please take it and confirm that you're taking it now?
Absolutely. We're going to jump in on prayer.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
All right.
I know what it is to float on people's prayers, and that's what we're going to be doing here today. We're going to float on your prayers. Thank you so much. We'll be back again with you next Wednesday. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you, Miss Billy. All right, let's continue in prayer as Miss Billy and all of our representatives from CUFI are visiting our senators. Lord, we just come to you right now, Lord, and we pray. We pray power, we pray wisdom, we pray words to our representatives. Lord, we ask that all those representing our churches and us Christians around the United States that are in Washington, D.C. will have easy access to our senators, Lord, that the senators will have ears to hear, Lord, and that will push this resolution forward. Lord, for the evil that's been done against Israel by the United Nations, Lord, for the evil that comes out of it that is against your people, against your word, against your land, against the area that you sent the patriarchs to, Lord, and raised up a people to represent you to the world, Lord, to show God to the world. Lord, we ask that our senators will get on board quickly. It'll be a positive response that we can show the world that we're behind the Israel. We're behind the Jewish nation, the people, and the land, Lord. So we ask for favor today as our representatives go forward. Lord, we ask for ease as they go forward. Lord, we ask for words in their mouth. Lord, tell them what to say, Lord, and what not to say. In Jesus' precious name, in Jesus' precious name, Lord, we pray this. We also pray for our U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Lord, David Friedman. Lord, though we don't know him personally, Lord, we've read the reports. We have seen his history. We've seen how he's treated Israel. We've investigated his life on where he's been and what he's done. Lord, and he looks like an excellent representative for the United States to the Jewish state. Lord, so we ask you to help his appointment become easy, that it'll be an easy thing, Lord, that he'll be appointed to represent us during this time to the people of Israel, Lord, that the resolution to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem will go through. It will not be hindered, Lord, and we silence the voices against it. In Jesus' precious name, Lord, we take this stand with Israel. We take this mighty stand, this beacon to the world, that the United States stands with Israel and will move our embassy to the capital. Lord, the capital, the rightful place. Lord, and now we also lift up our house and all of the appointments that Trump is making. Lord, we ask for wisdom for his decisions. We ask for speedy appointments, Lord, that in all the different departments, across all the different levels in the State Department, Lord, in the all of the different public services, Lord, and when it comes to our Supreme Court and the judges that are going to be announced and be put up for appointment, Lord, we pray that your will be done and that your men and your women with your Holy Spirit following after you in righteousness will be appointed to lead this nation in the next 4 years. And to come, in Jesus' precious name, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. And, Lord, we also lift up the Migdal Project in Israel. Lord, as we're finishing the plans, I'm just going to take a little sidestep here. We have a meeting in February. All of our design team from Israel is coming to the United States to meet with Miss Billy and our planning team here in Israel. It'll be our final design meeting from what I have planned at this point, basically to put a bow on the design and make sure that there's no other changes that need to be made before we start bidding the project out. So let's pray now for the Migdal project. Lord, we just lift up the Migdal project. Lord, we ask for to speedily move this project forward. Lord, we ask that our building permit be approved as it's already been submitted with only minor verifications or variations. Lord, we ask that that the right contractor is selected in the coming days. Lord, the contractor that will build this on time and on budget and according to your plan, Lord. And we also, I lift up the team in February as we make final decisions, that there will be unity and wisdom, and that your perfect plan will be disseminated on this project. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. Well, I thank you all for being on the call today, for standing with Israel, for standing with the United States, and we'll be here again next week at 8 a.m. I'll actually be in the air, so someone will have to tell Miss Billy, since she's gone now. I'm going to Israel to meet with the design team, and I'll be leaving Tuesday evening, landing Wednesday afternoon, so I won't be on this call, but Julie will. And again, today at noon, there will be prayer from Prayer Mountain. Please join us. And as Billy says, shalom, shalom, and we love you. Amen. Goodbye.